Let's get in it out, fellas. Let's knock it out.
Not having your complete number one offense out there without Cooper, occasionally without Maplin.
Say it a little louder. I can't hear you.
I said, has it put your offense behind at any degree, not having Cooper and Maplin?
You're not practicing?
Yes.
Yeah. But then again, it's just, you know, this team's all about just working hard. Guys get a chance to step up, make plays. You know, they might not get as many reps as Coop or Maclin was playing. So I think it's good for young guys to really get in there and, you know, learn and get the feel to be with the ones. Eventually when Maclin and Coop get back, you know, they'll be out there, you know, right along with the ones and working hard.
What do you personally want to get out of this first preseason game Friday?
Not too much playing time. Nah, just trying to go out there and have fun. You know, get back in the flow of things, getting the calls, you know, from the sideline, the timing down, and get hit. You know, get hit a couple of times, you know, and just kind of get a rust off a little bit. We haven't really been hitting. You know, we want to play safe, and we're playing against each other, so we want to make sure we're all healthy. But once we get out there, man, it's just fast pace, and let's go, let's roll.
You really do look forward to getting hit?
Yeah, I mean, just to get used to it. You know, last time I got hit, it was this last game, and that was quite some time. So just kind of get back out there, and like I said, get into the flow of things, you know, getting the calls, the play calls from the sideline, and having that fast tempo. Just getting back to it.
Who's looking good
to you? That rookie we got, Matthews, is looking real good. I think, you know, it's been a lot of talk about this draft class being deep in wide receivers, but I'm real confident this one being the best one out that class. So, I mean, it's still early. You know, you got to go through the season and see how he does. You know, but he looks amazing. You know, Barber actually looks pretty good, which I've been knew he can play. And when Lane been out for the first couple of games, I think Barber really played a big role in step in and make some plays. So, those two guys are really standing out.
You mentioned the past few days, we've seen this look with both you and Sproles on the field together.
Man, you see that? And also Tucker. I'm going to forget Tucker. He's looking good also. Looking big and physical and fast. So
like that formation, what does that do for defenses?
I mean, I can't tell you what we could do for him, but it's going to be tough. Because you don't know who has the ball. There's so many different options. And once we get Maclin out there stretching the field a little bit, you know, with myself and Sproles, there's so many different motions. And the hard part about it is not only just having me and Sproles in the game at the same time, we're going at such a fast pace. So it's really hard to we've seen this formation from scouting and watching film. Let's just line up into the defense we have for it. When we're going so fast, I mean, it's hard to really do that. So I think just us working together, man, from passing the ball and running the ball, we should do a lot of damage.
You mentioned Matthews. You mentioned him again today. What's the realistic expectation do you think for him this season?
As rookies, I don't want to put too much pressure on him. And a good thing is he doesn't have that much pressure because we have myself and other guys doing a lot of the other load. But, I mean, a kid from being 6'3", can you know, run like a deer. He's strong and physical. He works extremely hard. But that's all you can ask for a player like that. And I'm sure he'll make some damage. So not a lot of pressure on him. He's not the number one receiver, so he doesn't have to do that as much. But just enough, you know, when he's called on to make plays.